This is huge. If you are a business owner who has provided an employment contract or an employee who has signed an employment contract, you might be one of the 30 million people affected by this new ban. Now, in this video, I'm going to explain what this means for business owners and employees alike. And if you stay to the end, I'll share with you what you can do to protect yourself. Now, here's the thing. First, you might be asking, what is a non-compete? A non-compete is a contract or a section in a contract that says an employee cannot compete with their employer. Most of the time, this says it doesn't matter whether it's directly or indirectly, it's just banned. Specifically in this instance, the regulation that we're talking about says that a non-compete is a clause or a term or a condition of employment that prohibits, prevents, or penalizes a worker for seeking employment with a different person or operating a business in the United States after they end employment with whatever that term or condition applies, right? So what does that mean? That means that if there is ever somebody who has worked for someone, they now can't leave and go and work for a competitor. They can't start a competing business. They are usually bound by time. So they usually have like a 6 months to 2 years limitation. It's also usually bound by the space. So usually bound by state and sometimes even country. And why does any of this matter? Well, this new regulation from the FTC bans them, bans all non-competes going forward, right? And bans most non-competes looking back. Now, many, many, many employers have this in their contracts. So that means many, many people are subject to these things. But all of that is about to change. Now, let's talk about why this is important from a business owner's perspective. Most business owners love non-competes because they're like, I'm investing in training you. I'm investing in showing you the ropes of the business. I'm investing in showing you some of my trade secrets. I'm showing you the ins and outs of how I make money. And I don't want you to come and take advantage of that. Where you come, you work for me for a little bit, you get all the ideas, you take all that you want, and then you set up shop or you go to my employer and you sell everything that I've given you essentially. Right? So employers are usually big fans for non-competes. Some don't, but for the most part, a lot do. Now, employees have been really the ones who have been most subject to it, right? Because they're bound by it. Sometimes it makes it difficult for them to switch jobs easily. It may discourage them because they're like, I don't want to have to fight this. And here's the worst part. A lot of people don't even remember signing them. All right, so let me give you a famous example. There's someone I've spoken about many times on this channel. Her name is Haley Page. And so Haley Page was a famous wedding designer in New York City. She became super famous, like people loved her stuff. She was one of these wedding designers that's often featured on Say Yes to the Dress. You know, like, oh my God, I said yes to the dress. All of that, right? So here's the backstory though. In 2011, that's when Haley Page starts working with the company. It's a company called JLM. And she's 25 years old. And she signs a contract like lots of young people do. And she's basically, whatever they say, I just got a job. I'm excited. I'm not reading. I'm just signing. Right? And so she's working for this company, working day in, day out. While she's working for them, she has a couple of social media accounts already. She starts a brand new Instagram account while she's working for them. And on these different social media accounts, she's posting work that she's doing for them. Not only is she posting work she's doing for them, she's also posting personal things, you know, so it's a mix of work and business, and she's just going with the flow, and she blows up, right? People love her. So her Instagram account specifically has over 1 million followers. And so again, she becomes a big name, a big, big name. And so at some point during the, you know, the course of her working with them, she starts to say, you know what, I'm not really satisfied with the terms of this employment anymore. Can we renegotiate the contract? And so in 2019, they go back to the drawing board and they say, okay, let's see if we can find some common ground. Unfortunately, they're not able to, right? And so remember, this is 8 years later. So she's like, okay, well, we can't renegotiate. I guess that this is the end of my employment with y'all. Bye. And she's like, okay. And she leaves and she's like, okay, as part of me no longer working for you, I clearly get to own my Instagram account. So she takes away any access that they might have had to her IG account. She locks them out, changes the passwords and all these other things. And they are not pleased. They are like, no, ma'am, read the fine print. She's like, what fine print? What you signed in 2011. So she's like, what did I sign in 2011? And they go back and they find that she had non-compete provisions. part of those provisions say that she would not compete with them directly or indirectly, so she can't work for anybody else. She can't start doing her own thing, right? It also says that they have the right to her image and likeness, right? And so it also says that if she does breach any of these things, they have the right to get an injunction. Now, injunction is a legal term that basically says getting the courts to say stop. Now, all of this is in the contract that she signed in 2011, but now we're in 2022. It's 11 years later. She was 25 when she signed it. She's 36 now. What do you think happened? She is still fighting this case. This happened in 2022. We're in 2024 as of the time of recording this. And she's fighting because the court said, you signed the contract. You signed the non-compete. And it is enforceable. Not only is she still fighting it, she doesn't have rights anymore to that Instagram account that she built to over 1 million followers. Yeah, it's not hers. So bad that she formally changed her name. So when I say that this has huge implications for people, it has huge implications for people. One of the questions I'm asking, I'm like, so does this mean that because it's unenforceable, someone like Hailey Page can now move on? Can she get back to using her name? I don't know, right? I don't know, but her story is kind of like why they decided to put this into place. It's not really for the business owners who are fair, but unfortunately, just like what happened when we're little kids, you're in school and three kids keep on talking and then recess is taken away from everybody else. That's what's happening here. Not every business owner has abused the practice of a non-compete, but enough have, and the FTC is saying they want to crack down. They said this is an unfair way to suppress competition. They're saying business owners who overly rely on non-competes are not competing on the merits of having a good business. They're competing based off of oppressing other people. They're keeping their workers stuck, they're stifling innovation, and they're really just hurting things. Now, I personally have had friends and family members who have been victims to oppressive non-competes, so I totally understand. And I've had clients and colleagues who have built up businesses, who have brought people in, who have trained people, and who have suffered the consequences of well-trained employers or employees leaving with all the things that they've invested into them. So it's a really complex situation. There are significant implications on all sides. Now, there are a few things that I want you to understand about the way this particular ban works. It's specifically saying that all new non-competition agreements or non-compete clauses are banned. All, everyone, going forward. Going backwards, it's saying all except those for senior executives. And they provide a very specific description or definition for a senior executive. They say senior executives are workers that are earning more than $151,000 $151,164 annually, right? So let's just say $151,000 annually. And who are in policy-making positions. Those are senior executives. And so if you have a non-compete that has been signed with a senior executive, somebody who fits that criteria from the past, that is still enforceable. Overall, they're also saying that employers need to provide different workers, current and former, who have existing non-competes, right, that they are no longer enforceable. So they're like, yeah, call all your friends, call your former clients. It's like, it feels like it's saying like, call your exes, but call the people who used to work for you, right? And tell all the people who work for you now that this is no longer allowed. Now, here's some things I also want you to know, right? Because it's like, oh my gosh, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Now, even though I'm saying all this now, later, it is not yet settled. And it's not settled yet for a few different reasons. It's not settled, number one, because the way these regulations work is that it's 120 days after this has been published officially. And that hasn't happened. They've made the announcement, they voted, but they haven't publicly published this specific ruling. And so once that date starts, whatever day that is, it's gonna be 120 days after that, that it's gonna go into enforcement. So that's one reason why this is not quite settled. The second reason is because there are a lot of business owners who are not happy about this. And there's the argument, and I think it's a valid argument, that there's something that we call overreaching happening. What does that mean? Well, remember how when we were in school, they taught us about the different parts of government and checks and balances. And, you know, you have your judicial branch, your executive branch, and your legislative branch, and they all have checks and balances. Well, they're saying that this thing that happened, this rule that they made, is overstepping into somebody else's territory, and that this violates the checks and balances that have been in place, violates it with regards to the division between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. But they're also saying that it violates it, or some people are arguing that it all also violates the difference between federal rules and state rules, because states have been enforcing or been making rules about non-competes for a long time. So it's like, wait, feds, how are you going to come in here and now try to enforce this? It's not in your what we call jurisdiction. So because of that, the FTC is being sued. Yes, the FTC is being sued. One of the entities suing the FTC is the United States Chamber of Commerce. Yes, that United States Chamber of Commerce. They are suing the FTC. In addition, right now, we also have at least one other service-based company that is suing them. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see many, many more for the reasons that I explained. Now, here's what you might be wondering. It's like, okay, Tammy, so what do I do with all of this? You've given us so much information about what this is, what it means, blah, 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 but what do I do? All right, I'm going to first speak for the employees. Employees, it's not official yet. The ink hasn't dried. Don't go and try to change camps yet, right? Wait until this thing is official, because I don't know if it's going to stay the same way that it is now. I think that this is going to stay, but I think it's going to take a different form. For example, I don't know if that 151,000, like that specific number, I don't feel like that's going to stick, you know, and I just feel like there's going to be some changes. So again, if you are an employee, I would not make any changes to my camp. I would not try and do anything if I'm at risk of violating a non-compete that I could get sued for, okay? That's what I would say to employees. Now, for business owners and employers, this is what you can do to protect yourself. First thing is you can review your contracts, right? Review your contracts and see what you have in place with all your employees. Decide, because here's one thing I will say, lower level employees, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, I'm saying non-senior executives, non-policy making individuals, right? Those non-competes, I'm fairly certain are gonna stay, because that's been the trend that they've been moving towards. I believe that those are definitely going to remain in place where it's gonna, that ban, I'm fairly certain that ban is gonna remain in place for these non-senior, non-leadership positions. So you wanna go back and review your contracts and see, are there places where I need to just nix this and, you know, being proactive? The second thing that I want you to do is I want you to go back and you need to see, are there other clauses and other things contractually that I can do to protect myself? Specifically, your non-disclosure agreements and your non-solicitation clauses, those are going to be huge. You want to really review those, refine them, tighten them up. I will also say this, though, because they already thought about some of y'all. They said if your non-disclosure agreement or your non-solicitation agreement is so broad that it's essentially still a non-competition agreement, then no. It's not enforceable. But that doesn't mean that doesn't take out the heart of those portions or those provisions. Because a non-disclosure agreement that's well written, that's narrowly tailored so it specifically identifies what that confidential information is, or non-solicitation agreements that are bound by time, bound by scope, that are not overly broad, they still work. Okay, so consider that. The other thing that I want to say, and I've had this conversation with lawyer friends of mine, is create the best possible working environment. Like, at the end of the day, most people who go into business for themselves know that it's a hard thing. And if you create an environment where people will want to stay, where they feel valued, where they feel respected, you won't need a non-competition agreement. Again, some people might abuse it. I'm not saying that they won't, because people are always going to people. But I will also say that you can make it difficult for a person to, you can make it such a way that people don't want to stop working for you. I've had that experience with the people who have worked for me. They've told me, they're like, Tammy, like, I want to continue to work for you. This has been a great experience. I've had that happen multiple times, right? If they've had to leave, I also understand that. Create an environment that encourages and fosters growth, right? Help people move on to the next best thing. What you're doing is effective networking. Now, of course, again, there's always a caveat, there are always exceptions, so I'm not saying that this is always going to work, but I'm saying it can work a great deal if you, again, create that environment. Pay a decent wage. You know what I'm saying? Pay the best wage that you can. Invest. Encourage innovation. Right? Do all those things in that place. And then again, your contracts. So we can talk again about the different areas with regards to intellectual property. All of these things, your non-solicitation, your non-disclosure, all of these things need to be in place. Like, so for example, I'll give you my method for my clients. My clients, we call it the ICE approach. We look at their intellectual property, we look at their contracts, and we look at their entity protection. We look at a holistic way of how do we protect this business. So whenever it comes to things like this, I'm looking at the contracts, not only for things like non-solicitation clauses and non-disclosure clauses. And now, of course, I mean, always, we've always looked at our non-compete agreements, but I'm also looking at how tight are we defining what intellectual property is, right? Are we clearly identifying what is confidential so that we can protect it and insulate it from people taking that information and using it in other places? Those are the things that you want to do. So I would say one of the best things a business owner can do in this instance is schedule a consultation with a legal professional who can help you review and evaluate your agreements to make sure that you are in a good place. All right, because again, change is gonna come. I just don't know what it's going to look like. And you want to be on the front end for that. One final thing I was going to say that a business owner could do. If there are some people who are potential senior executives and you really do need to make sure that you're protected from them, you might need to be thinking about how you can strategically make them senior executives or have them sign something before this goes into effect. It hasn't gone into effect yet, so you still have some time. But again, just know that it's only going to last at this in its current state for senior executives. I can't predict the future. I feel like that definition of what a senior executive is what's going to change. But I do think that it's going to be limited to leadership positions. Okay, so this was huge. I told you a lot of things, but I'm telling you this because I want you to thrive. I want you to prosper. I want your business to grow. I want individuals who are about to be business owners to be able to go forth and prosper, right? To do all those things. So make sure that you take the appropriate steps to protect yourself. All right, one of the things that I'm going to be doing really soon, I'm really excited about this, is I'm going to actually do a live call-in show where you are going to be able to show up live with me here. Yay! Ask Tammy Live, doing some live things really soon. That will be able to answer more questions related to this and other things. If you are interested in that, I'm going to make sure that I put the link to that in the description box below. So make sure you register so that you're receiving information about when this happens. It's going to be so cool. I'm so excited about it. But I think that's all I have for now. If you are interested in finding out more about what we're doing, if you want to get on the email list where we're giving advice, where we're providing more information about these things and resources, feel free to sign up. The link is below. Also, feel free to find us on our website, www.toslegal.com. That's also our handle on all social media places. So follow us. We'd love to have you. Hope to have a conversation with you soon. Take it easy. You got this, okay? Bye.